The following program is sponsored by Bell and Pollock PZ. Welcome to Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. Attorneys Gary Bell and Brad Pollock are ready to work for you. Reach Gary, Brad, and their team at championsofthepeople.com or by calling 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900.
Good morning, Colorado. Here we go. You ready for this? The Bell and Pollock Legal Show, the Champions of the People Injury Show. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. For a reason, we champion people's causes and injury claims, and we've been doing it for over 35 years. We have a lot of experience, and you can put our experience to work for you. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. We're ready to talk injury law and injury claims with you. We give this information to you to help you win your injury claim because this is a war. We've preached that for years. You're in a war with the insurance company for the at-fault party, the one who rear-ended you, the one that T-bones you, the one that sideswiped you, the hit-and-run driver, same thing. We do all kinds of cases. We've done them all over the state of Colorado for over 35 years. We've done jury trials in Durango. We've done them in Sterling. We've done them in Steamboat Springs, and we can help you with your injury claim. 303-795-5900. You can call us right now, 303-795-5900, or you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. I'll tell you what, our website, we try to make it an information-loaded website. All of our books are there. We've written 6 books. They're free. You can get a free book. You can download an e-copy free at our website, championsofthepeople.com. Now, you know the show. On the show, we usually use an example of a car accident, but we do all kinds of cases. We do motorcycle cases, truck cases, truck injuries, slip and falls, premises liability, bicycle accidents. It doesn't matter if it's been a trauma and an injury and an accident and an incident, then we can help you. Bell and Pollock, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Today, we're talking about tips, top tips for you for winning your injury claim. Top tips. I mean, we could talk about this for all day long, so we tried to pick out the top ones, the ones we see in our office, but it's impossible to cover every one of them. Some of them are left out. You can always call us for a free initial consultation at 303-795-5900. You would be surprised to think and know that the number one tip we're going to give you today, number one, is the fact that you have to start winning your claim, your injury claim, for you and your family before an accident even happens. And so, Brad, let's cover that because insurance coverage is so important these days, and some people come in our office and we find out that they just didn't pay attention to it.
Yeah, we've talked about it, and we've talked about it, and we've talked about it till we're blue in the face. And you know, I still will talk about it until I get blue in the face again, that it's necessary to have insurance coverage. You cannot depend on the other person out there. Last statistics, which I looked at, were long, long, long time ago, were that about a quarter of the drivers out there have insurance of $25,000 or no insurance. Now, if you have $25,000 of insurance, you're complying with the law, good for you. That's great. That's wonderful. There's nothing wrong with that because you're obeying the law and you're getting the insurance coverage that's required, and that may be all you can afford. But $25,000 does not cover much. The $25,000 minimum coverage was put into effect years ago. Inflation has occurred. Prices have gone up. Medical care has gone up. The expenses have gone up. The expense for somebody to be taken by ambulance to the hospital and in the emergency room for one night is going to be $10,000 to $12,000 pretty easy. That's how fast it's going to rack up. That's not going to talk about the ultimate care after that. It's not going to talk about repetitive needs to go see the doctor. It's not going to talk about lost time from work. You need to make sure your insurance is in order. And I understand people are on budgets. Everybody's on a budget. A budget is important. But please put into that budget, before you put down the money you're going to spend for entertainment or before you put down the money you're going to spend to go to Starbucks or to go to someplace else and spend $5-6 on a cup of coffee, please put down a few extra dollars to get yourself your UIM coverage. Do not waive it. Do not waive it. Do not waive it. If you have an agent, an insurance agent who is saying waive it, then get rid of that insurance agent, because that insurance agent doesn't care about you. That insurance agent is trying to get you or give you the idea that they can save you money and that you're going to save a few bucks. And they're going to say, well, you know, the other side's going to have insurance. So if the other side has insurance, what's it matter? Do not waive it. Do not waive your med pay. Keep your med pay in standing. Keep your UIM in standing and raise them if you can above the $25,000.
Right. So the point we're making, number one, top tips for winning your injury claim is starts way before the accident happens. Right now, today, no accident has happened. Good for you. You increase your insurance, because time after time, Brad and I've seen over the years, people come into our office and they're injured and their medical bills are mounting up and they need lost wages, they need pay. And so we look at the insurance coverage for the at-fault party and it's either nothing or it's the minimum of $25,000. So the top tip, the way to solve that is to increase your own car insurance policy, your own UM, that stands for uninsured motorist coverage, /UIM, that stands for underinsured motorist coverage, meaning there's not enough insurance by the at-fault party. That's top tip number one for winning your injury claim. Because if they have no insurance, then you can default to your own car insurance policy. They have to cover your damages, injuries, and losses. If they have not enough insurance, then you can default to your own car insurance policy. And then, Brad, let's just talk a little bit of a statement about MedPay. You covered it briefly there for a minute. You know, if they don't have any insurance on the other side, the at-fault party, or a minimum, they're not going to pay your medical bills as you go anyway. They're going to pay them at the end if you win your injury claim. But so MedPay does pay your medical bills as you go. And people always say to us, well, I have health insurance. Why do I need MedPay? So let's cover that tip right now.
Right. You can look at a lot of things that are going to go on with respect to that. The first thing is that if you have health insurance, your health insurance may not cover this area. Now, that's a whole new show, a whole different show that we got to talk to you about, not giving your car insurance information to the hospitals so they can go after your car insurance information. And that's a whole new show to be careful about working with companies like Optum and Avectus. Don't work with them. You don't want to get a lawyer to deal with that. But what's going to happen is you're going to have certain areas of insurance that may not be covered. That can be your chiropractic care. That can be your physical therapy. That can be your deductible. That can be your HSA money. There could be a number of areas where you may not have protection, where you may not have that. Additionally, that even if you do have the health insurance, if you have your MedPay, when your MedPay is used to pay those bills, you can recover that and keep that money. You don't have to deal with subrogation rules. Now, Gary and I have done shows after shows about subrogation. Now, if you listen at subrogation, if you have, for instance, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Blue Cross Blue Shield is going to walk in and they're going to tell you that they want their money back if they've spent the money on your health to get you better and for your medical bills. They want that money back when you recover from the at-fault party. If you have MedPay and you use your MedPay first, you're not going to have to give that money back because you've now paid for that insurance. It's right there. It's something available to you. It's some of the cheapest but best low-cost insurance you can get to be able to pay. You don't have to worry about being in networks. You don't have to worry about whether or not the doctor is billing according to the network. You can deal with the MedPay to be able to use that to pay those bills that don't otherwise get covered by health insurance.
Right. And so the top tip there before the accident happens is increase your UM, UIM coverage. We just covered that. Just call your insurance company and ask them for a quote and get the highest coverage you can afford. I mean, if you can afford $500,000, do it. If you can afford $100,000 or $300,000, do it right now. I mean, that's the top tip, because if there's no insurance, you're going to be asking us questions later when you come into our office. What do I do? Well, there's no insurance by the at-fault party, and I waived my UM, UIM. What do I do? Well, there's not much you can do. You know, that's a harsh reality answer. So we're giving you the tip right now. You can call your insurance company right now. You can call us anytime right now if you have more questions or you've been injured. 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. That's 870-8989. And you go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Now, Brad just said that when you recover from the alcohol party, you don't have to pay the MedPay people back. That means if you had $10,000 of MedPay coverage and with your own car insurance company and they paid the medical bills as you go, which helps you get the medical care, you don't have to pay them back when you recover. But you might have to pay Blue Cross Blue Shield or Kaiser back. So there's the difference. There's the number one tip. And I can't tell you how important this is. You know, we see time after time, Brad and I do, and you know, Brad, it's sad when people come in our office and they discover that they were given an insurance card by the at-fault party, and that at-fault party gave that same insurance card to the police officer, but there's no insurance. It expired. They didn't pay the premium. And then what do you do?
Right. You're left to trying to chase somebody who doesn't have money. And, you know, that's a little sideline you need to pay attention to. You're chasing somebody who doesn't have money, or you're left to go to your own insurance company, or if they have a minimal insurance company, you're going, well, that's not enough. You're left with having to turn to your own insurance company. You have to do that. You know, you're going to run into people who simply forgot to pay the premium, didn't pay the premium, didn't renew their insurance, thought they had insurance with one company and didn't because that insurance company really didn't get written. The agent didn't get the insurance written. There's a number of different reasons, some bad, some good, some reasonable, some unreasonable as to why the person doesn't have insurance, but that's what you're going to face.
So that's top tip number one before the accident occurs. We got a break coming up, but right after the break, we're going to talk about tip number two. And tip number two deals with what? You've had the accident. Who are you going to talk to? The adjuster, right? And do you know what to say? Do you know how to handle the adjuster? Do you even care? Should you care? Yes. Bell and Pollock, champions of the people. We'll be right back.
It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell & Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell with the law firm of Bell & Pollock. This is Your Legal Minute. We're talking about a legal game plan. What do you mean a legal game plan? You know, you have game plans in sports. You have recipes. You have to follow the instructions. You have directions, how to put things together. You have architectural blueprints on construction projects. You don't just guess. Bell & Pollock gives you a legal game plan based on your injuries, your accident, the way it happened, how you were injured, your pre-existing medical condition, how do you prove your claim? You need a legal game plan. Look, if you got a neck injury, that's a different legal game plan. If you're going to need neck surgery, that's a different legal game plan. If you're going to have low back injections, that's a different legal game plan. If the insurance company is going to deny liability and blame you for the accident, that's a different legal game plan. It's free. Bell & Pollock, in our free initial consultation, championsofthepeople.com.
Bell & Pollock. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell & Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell & Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
All right, here we go. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, fasten your seatbelt. You're with the Champions of the People Injury Show, the only show of its kind. Brad and I do all other shows in the Denver metro area and the mountain towns as well. We do a show on Saturday morning that's a community service show, even though we're injury attorneys, every Saturday. Every Saturday from 7 to 8 o'clock in the morning, it's a call-in show. You can call us and ask us questions on any legal subject. And we don't mind doing it, even though we're injury attorneys. And if we can't help you or solve your problem, it might be out of our area of expertise. It may be within our area of expertise. We try to solve your problems and help you. You can call us. That's KHOW every Saturday morning, 6:30 a.m. on the AM dial, right? And in the mountains, you can hear us up there as well. And so we're glad to answer your questions. You can call our studio, and we're glad to solve your problems. That's a community service show. This is an injury show. We do a bunch of other injury shows. Why? To give you the information you need. Why? So you can be empowered to win your injury claim. If you don't have a strategy, if you don't know what you're doing, if you're just guessing, if you're just hoping, if you're just wondering, your chances of losing are greatly enhanced. Your chances of winning your injury claim maximum recovery are not good. These insurance companies have strategies. They're well-trained. The adjusters are well-trained. They're trained. They have scripts. They know what questions to ask you. You know, think about it. When you talk to an adjuster, it's a pretty emotional time. You just had an accident. Maybe it was the same day. Maybe it was yesterday. Maybe it was 2 days ago. They're going to ask you questions. Do you know what to do? What are you going to do if they ask you a question? Well, we want to take your statement. Can we record your statement? What are you going to do when they say, well, we want to send you out a few forms? What are you going to do when they say, we want to send you out a questionnaire and we need to know your doctors? Also, what are you going to do when they say, you know, if you don't help us, we can't help you. If you don't give us the information, we can't adjust your claim. What do you think about that? So, the very first contact with the adjuster is absolutely critical. You're talking to the adjuster for the at-fault party's insurance company. And who do you think they're going to protect? So, Brad, let's get right into that. They're not protecting the injured victim, the ones that usually come in our office. They're not protecting you and your family. They don't have a duty to you, and I don't think most people understand that relationship.
Well, even when it's the same company, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've had people come in and gone, you know, the driver on their side had Allstate, and I have Allstate, and I've had Allstate for 20 years, so they're going to be good to me. Or they say it about State Farm, or they say it about Geico, or I don't care what insurance company. Well, I've been with them for 20, 25 years. They're going to be good to me because, you know, it just so happened that the driver who hit me had that. No, that's not the way it works. The adjusters have no allegiance to you. They have no allegiance to you, especially because they really don't have any allegiance to their own insured, but they don't have an allegiance to you. So don't start thinking they do. What the adjuster is doing is the adjuster is finding ways, and we've talked about this once again. Go to our series where we talk about your first phone call or your phone call to the adjuster. What's going to happen? They have a strong allegiance to their company. They have strong requirements from their company. They have strong training from their company to do what is necessary and to get the information they can and to take the actions they can to try to avoid paying you money. And the more they can avoid, the better off they are. So if it's a matter of being able to find out some comparative negligence or a pre-existing condition or some other reason that you might be injured, or trying to say it's a low impact crash, or trying to say you didn't get much care, or, you know, one of their favorite ones nowadays they like to do is to say, well, when we look at your care, most all your care happened within the when you spent the night in the hospital and within the first month, and then after that you didn't have any more care, so you were over this within a month. So it's not worth very much. Yeah, we're going to make sure the bills get paid, and then after that it's not worth very much. So, you know, the adjusters have no allegiance to you, and they're not going to have an allegiance to you. If they did have an allegiance to you, if they start showing an allegiance to you, even though they may talk to you nice and say, oh, that's too bad, I'm sorry you're going through this and everything else, if they start showing it, they would lose their job, period. They're not there to help you. They're there to take care of their company and get your claim closed as soon as possible.
And I'll tell you what, how important it is, do you think it would be for you to know in advance what you can do, what you can say, what the insurance company can do, what you can't do, what they can't do, before you even get the adjuster on the phone or before they get you on the phone? Because sometimes they call you out of the blue. And then you don't know what to do. So I tell you what, we've talked about this before, but if you go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, championsofthepeople.com, right? Right on the homepage, easy to find. There's two buttons. What are they? Button number one, you can hit that button and you can listen to our 30-minute show on what you need to know before you talk to the adjuster. Wouldn't that be enlightening? And if you don't have enough time to do that, we develop button number two. What's button number two? On our website, championsofthepeople.com. Button number two is a quick, downloadable, printable checklist of the same thing. The basics of what you need to know before you talk to the adjuster. And can you ask the adjuster questions? Yes. What questions? They're covered right there. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. If you've been injured, you can call us right now, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us right now at 970-870-8989. That's 870-8989. So if you go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, and you look at the checklist, you can ask some questions. You know, Brad, and it's always interesting because the adjusters have already started their investigation process in this accident. Sometimes they have the accident report already. Sometimes they want to talk to you about a rental car, but they always want to know if you're hurt. And, you know, I just did a statement before just in the last 3-4 days with a gentleman client that hired us. I did a statement, and the insurance adjuster asked him questions like, well, what was the speed limit? Were you speeding? What was your speed? How much time did elapse before the impact? Did you see the other car coming? What are those questions designed for? And if you're guessing, I mean, you got to tell the truth. We don't advocate you do anything. We tell the truth. But if you're guessing, if you're going to wonder and you're going to hope, and sometimes those guesses come back to haunt you.
Yeah, those questions are designed to be able to mount a case against you. And they have their, what we call their interview or deposition of you right then, before you've had a chance to talk to an attorney, before you understand the repercussions of what you might be saying, before you've had a chance to go back and relive what happened and really get a grasp on what happened. You think you're in a crash and you think you remember everything. You think you recall it all until you start getting questioned about it. And then these questions are coming at you fast and furious, and sometimes you're saying them the wrong, you're answering them the wrong way, you're answering them inaccurately, and you might have to live with it because they're doing a recorded statement. They'll say, you're on a recorded line, or we have you on a recorded statement. And so what are they trying to do? They're trying to do something that is going to allow you or allow them to have a recorded statement, your words on a recording that they can now use against you to be able to say, look, here's what the person said. This is what they told us. And if they talk to you and then later on you get a lawyer, they're going to say, well, you notice how their story changed when they lawyered up? That's a lawyer's statement. That's a phony lawyer's comment. That's a phony lawyer's way of saying it. And that's what they do. They reverse the process on you, and they put you in a situation now where you're either stuck with an inaccurate statement you made because you had no chance to prepare and to look back and to think about it and to be able to make sure you're going through the statement correctly and to relive the accident, know what had happened, or they're going to call you a liar. They're going to call you a liar. They're going to say, confused so much that you really don't know what happened. You really can't be certain of what happened in the crash. And any of those starts to weaken your case, and they like to use it against you.
I'm going to give you an example. You know, if you're guessing, and sometimes it's very emotional right after you have an accident and you're talking to the adjuster, you don't really readily recognize this person's not on your side. They're your adversary. They're your enemy. This is a war. And so they might ask you a question, how fast were you going? And you might guess wrong. I mean, you need to know the facts. You need to tell the truth, and you need to not guess and it might be a wrong guess. I mean, do you really know the answers? And then how far away was this vehicle when you first saw him? What do you say, at least a couple hundred feet? If you're guessing, is that accurate? You need to know the answers. You need to tell the truth. They're not going to say, well, you were guessing later, so we're not going to hold that against you. They're going to hold it against you. The contact, tip number two, the contact with the insurance adjuster is absolutely critical for your legal health, for your legal strength. It's critical that you know what you're talking about. You know, another thing they might say, well, how you saw the other car coming at you, crossing the center line. How long was it before this other car hit you? And people say things like, well, I don't know, 5-10 seconds. Well, how far? That's a guess. That's not accurate. Many times it's just a guess. And so how far can a car traveling 40, 50 miles an hour go in 5 seconds or 10 seconds? So then the way they build that up is they say, well, you could have avoided the accident because you saw the car crossing the center line 10 seconds ago. You said that, but you guessed. Are you getting the picture? You understand? You have to be factual. You have to be honest. You have to be truthful. And so if you're guessing, it could hurt you, and many times it does. So one thing that we try to do is get the statements from our client that you gave to the insurance company. The best thing that you can do is follow our advice. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Listen to the show. Look at the printable, downloadable checklist, right? Follow the rules, and you can call us anytime, even before you talk to the adjuster. Last week, I talked to the adjuster in a three-way conversation. The adjuster was in Minnesota. My client was in Steamboat Springs. I was in Denver, and we had the three-way phone call. And the client's rights were protected in the phone call and accurate. 303-795-5900. Bell and Pollock, Champions of the People. We'll be right back.